Hello, church. Here we are again to finish up Lord's Day 11 of the Heidelberg Catechism. 2 weeks ago, we looked at question and answer 29, which asked, why is the Son of God called Jesus, meaning Savior? And the answer was, it's because He saves us from our sins and because salvation should not be sought and cannot be found in anyone else. And now that brings us to this question, which is the second part of Lord's Day 11, and that's question and answer 30. Do those who look for salvation in saints, in themselves, or elsewhere, do they really believe in the only Savior, Jesus? And that's a good question. You know, the Catechism is wanting us to think through the obvious, and do those who look for salvation in other people or in other things rather than Jesus alone, do those people really trust Jesus as their Savior? And right now I'm reading through the Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis, which is a fictional behind-the-scenes look at the conversation between a senior demon and his demon that he's training up. And they're focused on a gentleman in the 1940s from England. And it's in letter 14 where the senior demon named Screwtape is writing to Wormwood. And he tells Wormwood that his patient, that's what they call us believers, his patient is becoming humble. He has become humble, says Screwtape, and here's what you need to do with that. You need to put into his mind the gratifying reflection that he is being humble, which will make him proud of his own humility. But Screwtape goes on. He says, if he awakens to the danger and tries to smother out this new form of pride, make him proud of his attempt to smother that out, and so on and so forth, as many stages as you see fit. But don't try this too long, Screwtape says, because for fear you awaken his sense of humor, in proportion in which case he will merely laugh at you at the multiple attempts of him shutting down his pride of humility. And so you could go on even further than what C.S. Lewis says there, and you could say even that laughing at the of recognizing, hey, I'm being proud of my humility, but I'm going to shut that down. Well, I'm proud of thy shutting it down, and on, then you just laugh at it because it just keeps going on, and you can even be proud of your laughing at you shutting down your pride of your being humble. And kind of a long way of saying, guys, it has to be Jesus. That's what I'm left with after reading, especially letter 14 of Screwtape or Scripture alone. It's just that it's Jesus or nothing. I can't even be humble in the true sense of the word without it being tainted with sin in some way because I'm still trapped in this mortal body. And that's what the Screwtape Letters help me see, and is that, you know, Satan and his army, they merely awaken you to what's already deep down in your natural flesh, and you're left with, I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't earn salvation for 5 seconds. It's Jesus or nothing. So back to Heidelberg Catechism, question and answer 30. Do those who look for their salvation in saints, in themselves, or elsewhere, do they really believe in the only Savior, Jesus? Answer, no. Although they boast of being His, by their action, they deny the only Savior, Jesus. Either Jesus is not a perfect Savior, or those in true faith accept this Savior, have in Him all they need for their salvation. So the answer was no, and then it went on to say, guys, it's either Jesus is not a perfect Savior or He is a perfect Savior. And there's a few scripture references which we'll look at in a minute. But I don't know if that first part had your eyebrow raised there for a minute when it says, look for salvation in saints. And because for us Protestants, that has not been a real struggle of ours. This was written in a time, you know, back in the 1600s where Protestant and Roman Catholic conflict was really strong, and Roman Catholics put a lot of emphasis on praying to the saints, so hoping for an extra merit to come from those saints is what I would call a Catholicism problem. But as Kevin DeYoung in his commentary of the Heidelberg would say, he says, but this doesn't mean Protestants are off the hook. Are we not just as likely to feel saved because of our parents are godly, or our grandparents went to church every Sunday, or because we went to church when we were kids 20 years ago? But never forget, God has no grandchildren, he says. We must each stand before Him with faith that is our own. Trusting in our upbringing or parental involvement is looking for salvation and security in saints, not in Christ. So see, we're no different. We're not off the hook. We still look to saints, but we just call them our grandparents or somebody that we really respected that have passed on. So we make saints out of those loved ones and find security in them too. Listen to a few verses here that speak to this problem. 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. And so Jesus is the one who cleanses us from all sin. All sin he cleanses us from. So we don't need anyone else or anything else to do that. John 15:5. I am the vine, you are the branches. Jesus speaking, he who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from me, you cannot do anything. And as the late R.C. Sproul would say, and that nothing is not a little something. You can absolutely do nothing in your as it regards salvation apart from Jesus Christ. And it's not Jesus plus anything either. It's just Jesus or nothing. Hebrews 7:25. Therefore, he is able also to save forever those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. Speaking of Jesus. And the ESV version says that he is able to save to the uttermost. And we know that we are uttermost sinners who we are in desperate need of an uttermost Savior. And that's who we have in Christ. Acts 4:11-12. He is the stone which was rejected by you, the builders, but which became the chief cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. So that's pretty straightforward, and these are just references coming from the Catechism's answer there, of where they get their answer, and it's always from Scripture. And so we forget, though. We forget these passages. We forget, and we start trusting ourselves. We trust something else, and we add to Jesus, and we put it with his work that he did. You know, we don't take away from Christ, we just add to Christ. But when you do that, you got to realize that you are taking away from him when you add to him. And that's why the word "in themselves," those two words there in the answer, "in themselves," that we don't often pray to saints, but we like to feel confident before God based on something that we have done. I believed. I chose God. My faith saved me. I haven't done anything really bad. I do a lot of good things. I have a good, clean record. And we can feel good about those things. We put trust in ourselves. And, you know, we are born full of ourselves. We can all fall to the trap of twisting things into thinking that, you know, we are the source of redemption. We are the source of keeping our redemption. And so each and every day we need to preach to ourselves the gospel of I must die to myself daily and live to Christ. I must empty myself of me and fill it with Christ. And here we are again. What's your motivation? To gain salvation, or because you are wholly committed to God because he is worthy of that devotion? It's Christ or nothing. He either saves to the uttermost or he does not. And this we know, that our Christ, the Christ of the Scriptures, saves to the uttermost.